Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro and let's get the show on the road. Reality show, and this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Amazing Race fans. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Cherry Garcia, and we thank you for joining us tonight, which is October 11th, 2015. It's time to start the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with host Louis Stravato from Season 16 of The Amazing Race. He's here each and every Sunday night to recap the latest episode, and oftentimes he has Amazing Race alumni on here with him as special guests that are planned, and sometimes they will call in completely unexpected. You just never know. Everyone loves Louis Stravato, so you just have to kind of check in and see who's on here and see who he has on the show. But one thing that never changes is that you're always invited to call in and chat about the Amazing Race with him and his guests by dialing 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, just press the number 1 key when you're ready to join us on air. Otherwise, we think you're just listening to the show. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be here as your co-hosts, and sometimes we get really busy. Other nights, it's not so bad, but we always like to say hi to Paul at the beginning of the show. So, Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota tonight?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Cherry. I'm doing good this Sunday. Several of my Minnesota teams won this weekend, starting with the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers going to Purdue and winning there, and then Minnesota Lynx, WNBA finalists, are up 2-1 now over Indiana. We just need one more victory to have our third championship in 5 years. And there was a great hockey game the other night. The first game was even better. Our opening game in Colorado, we were down 3-0, 3-1, and we came back to beat Colorado in Denver 5-4. So it's been good sports weekend, and my Minnesota Vikings didn't lose because they're not playing today. But I do feel for Louis, who has stated that his favorite NFL team is the Cowboys, and the second team is New England Patriots, and I feel for them because they're both playing right now. So that's dedication for you, Louis. Okay, I haven't yet, but you got to introduce him first. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, Let's play his intro and get him up here with us. Here we go, folks.
Somebody needs to take the knife out of my back.
Louis.
How are you tonight, Louie?
I've been better. I've been better, Jerry. Jerry, I just the Patriots are handing my Cowboys their ass, and so it is what it is. You know, it's like I didn't expect them to hang in like they did in the first half. You know, you know, they've been falling apart in the fourth quarter for whatever freaking reason. I don't know.
I tried just to refer to the game being on while you're doing this show. I had no idea whether you were taping it or anything, so it wasn't
I
meant.
Was.
It wasn't meant as a dig, because I was not going to say, you know, anything about, but Dallas is really having a hard time, so I did. Oh, I'm sorry, Louie.
No, that's all right. I have a friend keeping me up to date with text messages. I'm not in front of a TV right now. I was in TGIF having a few beers watching it. And, man, this is like, you know, it's not like it's a close game and I'm all, you know, like, all right, I want to watch it to the end. You know, it's not,
right.
It didn't get like that. So, like, you know, it is, you know, I didn't even expect them to play as well as they did in the first half. I mean, it was really incredible. So, but whatever, it is what it is. You know, Romo's out, Bryant's out, Lee's out. It's like, you know, your main key players are freaking not playing right now. I mean, Whedon's doing a hell of a job, and the defensive line played so well in the first half, but you know, they sacked Romo 5 times, and that hasn't happened in, you know, forever with him. So I mean, that was pretty cool. You know, so, but they had his number in the first half. Second half, he just came out freaking fired up, you know, especially after he did that quarterback sneak into the end zone, you know, so he was like on fire. So good for him, you know. But hey, it's football, and that's what it is. I mean, Patriots are making it a point to prove to everybody that Deflategate was just bullshit, and which it was. I'm a football fan. I think it was just disgusting the way they did it. But and he is just on fire, and that's that. So, I mean, good for them. They're on fire, the whole team. So,
well, your teams
Hello?
May not be doing so good,
okay,
Louis, right. But you couldn't look any better.
Yeah.
You posted that
for the injuries
picture
and everything.
Of you in
yeah.
that suit.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. Nobody commented. You know, that suit is so freaking sharp. It's so awesome. I'm so glad I bought it. But it's an Italian 3-piece suit, and it's like kick ass, you know. I'm just surprised nobody has made a comment. Oh, finally a picture with clothes on. So. Because I usually have my shirt off, so but my straight,
I quoted ZZ Top.
Yeah, I like
that.
I like that.
You're rocking
my
suit.
my straight and gay followers freaking love it, so it's all good. You know, it's like awesome. It's awesome. You know, it's I want to just you know, get off Amazing Race just for a second, but my I love my boy Jeremy Collins, how he snatched up that idol on Survivor. He was smooth, and I love it. I'm friends with him. We're pretty close, and he freaking snatched that shit right up, and I love it. I mean, I hope I'm not spoiling anybody. I mean, this was this past Wednesday, so I shouldn't be. But the way he, you know, he found the clue, and then he had a sneak get it during the challenge. He did it smooth. I don't know. Do you agree or not agree? I don't know. Did you?
Absolutely.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing well. I hope he does good. He's a really nice guy, really cool guy. So
yeah, we talked.
And I what I did.
We talked a lot about that on the Thursday night Survivor show we do, Louie.
Yeah.
And I thought it was awesome as well. It was that thing was way out in the open. Anybody could have seen that.
Oh my God! Anybody could have found it. Yeah.
Yeah, and
exactly.
So and he's a really, I think, his first season, I thought he was a really good player, and
yep,
hoping that he goes far. I did not know you were friends. Where did you meet?
Well, here's how we met. We originally met through just a direct message on Facebook. A very good friend of mine, Gianna Petakakis, went to college with him, and he had shot me a direct. He goes, "Hey, Luke, can you please say hi to Gianna for me?" Because he saw a picture with me and her. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And he told me they went to college together. Then during the summertime, we both were at Rodney Lavoie's fundraiser that he had in Massachusetts. And the funny thing is, I didn't know at this time, but at the time of the fundraiser, there was not only Jeremy there. There was Joey there. Joe, the good looking kid Joe. I can't remember his last name, but what's her name? Pinkleton. What's the girl's name? She was Singleton. Pinkleton. I'm drawing a blank right now. Wiggleworth. She was there, and it's just so cool that these people were there, you know, and I didn't know that they already did this season of Survivor when we were at this fundraiser. Cause I just found that out today. Cause when I talked to Jeremy, when I had shot him, I just watched Wednesday's episode today. And, so what do you call it? And I had just shot him a text. I said, "Hey, good job on finding the idol, and snatching it up." I said, "When did you film that? Was that before or after the fundraiser?" And he said it was before, you know, so.
So it was already in the can, huh?
Yeah, it was already in the can, exactly. So he already knows, like, who's in the final three and everything, and, you know. So, I mean, at that point, you know, I'm hoping he was there, you know, I pray he was there. Because he's really that nice of a guy. I'll tell you, I mean, the young kid, the pretty boy, he's a
right,
cool dude. Excuse my language. He's a beep, beep, beep. He's a really cool guy. He's a really, really cool guy. Him and the there was the other kid that kind of looked like him from another season. They're both, you know, they're both good-looking kids. They, you know, and, but they were cool as shit. You know, we hung out, drinking, playing, you know, hanging, bullshitting. You know, I'll tell you what, Rodney put on a really, really good fundraiser over the summer for his, it was in, you know, to do with drug addiction and stuff and mental health disorders. And it was really well put together, as quick as he put it together. And he had some serious, serious Survivor celebrities there that were, like, popular. And that was really cool. So
that's great.
Yeah.
I love people that give back like that and do, you know, charities.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you know what? He called me. It's funny because a fan had actually asked me. She was like, "Lou, this fan of mine, Deb, who's like one of my biggest fans." Just like, she's like, "Lou, are you going to this thing?" I said, "I wasn't asked. I don't, you know." And he saw that because she tagged me, tagged the name of it, and tagged this and that, right? And he goes, "Lou, I'm so sorry. I thought I did ask you. I asked a different Louie, and it wasn't, you know, blah, 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 blah. He goes, if you would come, I'd appreciate it. So within less than a month, I raised, like, almost $1,500 for him for his event, you know, and, like, and so, you know, it was nice. It was really, and he put, and it was well put together, and they made a lot of money for it, and it was fun. It was a rock and roll bowling event, you know, so it was cool. So
anyway. I don't think there is any reality events that are for, you know, mental health issues or anything. That, you know, I know there's one for breast cancer, and there's one for, you know, children's cancer,
yep.
And I don't think there's anything that I know of that I've heard of that's for mental health issues. So that's wonderful that you've, you know, chosen something that hasn't been done yet, you know.
Yeah. He plans on doing it again next year. He plans on doing this yearly now. I mean, that's how well it went. So
that's great.
You know, it was a lot of fun. So, anyways.
That's how you met Jeremy.
That, you know, Jeremy, me and Jeremy, we finally met at this event when he was with his wife, and you know, other than talking through Facebook, and now we he lives like way less than an hour near Rhode Island, and so we are going to be going to dinner soon up on Federal Hill section of Providence, which is an Italian neighborhood that has numerous Italian restaurants like that. Like, each one is good. That's how freaking amazing it is. And so we're going to be getting together soon to go to dinner. So, you know, so I'm sure we'll be posting pictures and stuff like that on Facebook, so, or Instagram, one or the other, and Twitter, as a matter of fact, whatever. But I'm sorry to get off Amazing Race for a minute, but I had to. But Krista, my paisana, Krista DiBono, I hope she calls in. Hi, Krista. She's the cheerleader team, one half of the cheerleader team of this year's Amazing Race. She's been listening and following with us, and I love it. Thank you. And I reached out, and I, you know, put it out there for anybody who's on this season of the Amazing Race that wants to call in, please do so. We will not talk about the season because I know you can't. You know, it's not, it won't be in violation of your agreement because you're not, you know, we're not discussing the show, you know, and I won't do that to you. So, because I know I've been there, you know. So, I mean, I was scared as shit when I got to say this, I was like, everybody was calling me to do talk shows, and I'm like, you got to call my publicist. You got to call my publicist. I'm like, I didn't want to lose because me and Mike won 3 big prizes during the race, so we didn't want to lose anything either, you know, by calling and talking to people, you know. So, but that being said, I'm not going to talk about the show. I'm just going to talk about your life and how things are going, you know. I'll ask how, you know, things have been since doing the Amazing Race and what, you know, and that we would love to have them on when it's over, you know, to talk about it. So, and so hopefully whoever's listening will do that. So,
that's the nice thing about having you as host.
Yeah.
You know the ins and outs and the do's and don'ts, and so you know what to ask and what not to ask. And
exactly,
you won't jump over any of those.
No, I wouldn't.
And,
I wouldn't do that to jeopardize anything.
Wrong.
Exactly.
Right. So.
Exactly. So
I certainly hope they will take up your offer and call in.
I hope they do.
Great episode this week.
Yes, it was. And it was a kind of a twist on the polo thing, and we'll get into it, you know. Because during my season, we did a polo thing, you know, and I'll explain it when we get to it. But it was like, I liked it. You know, I think it was easier than Oz, you know, but. But anyway, I enjoyed this episode. It was fun. So anyways, what's going on with everybody else? How's everybody else doing before we start talking about the show?
I'm doing wonderful. We had, like I said, we had kind of a busy day. Rich hung our new clock, which doesn't seem like a big thing, but this clock is the biggest clock you've ever seen in a residential home. It's over 5 feet in diameter.
Really?
Yes, it was.
That's crazy.
Quite the task. Yes, it was quite the task to hang this clock. Thank goodness we have tall vaulted ceilings in our living room. But, yeah, to hang a 5 foot.
It must be cool, though. I would love to see a picture of that. You got to send me a picture of that.
Yeah. I'll post pictures of it tomorrow.
That is cool.
He's on our switchboard. I'll bring him up.
What's that?
Rich is on our switchboard. I'll bring him up. Hi, Rich.
How do? Hi, Louie.
How you doing, Rich?
Good, good. A little tired.
A little tired? Why are you tired, buddy?
Yeah, yeah, from hanging a big ass clock.
She got. Did she have the whip out while she was doing it? I'm just curious. Like a whip? Was there like handcuffs involved during this whole thing? I'm just curious.
Well, I have to admit, the clock's been laying on the floor of the living room for a month or so. So. I got to it in slow time.
I wish I was there. I would have helped you, brother. I would have helped you. I would have helped you. If I was in the area, you know I would have been lifting that thing up and putting it right up on the wall for you.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. It's made out of metal, but it's not real heavy.
So are they car-sized batteries that power it then, or...?
That's funny.
Only you, Paul. Car-sized batteries. Oh, my God.
It's kind of weird. The outside portion of the clock and the middle with the hands are two separate pieces. And the middle with the hands only takes a AA battery. And then the outside portion, it's all in Roman numerals.
I'll post pictures of it tomorrow. It's an amazing
piece.
Cool. It really is.
That's cool. Good for you guys. I love it. I love you guys. That's cool. I got to say something real quick.
Okay.
In the beginning of the show, you are so kind all the time, and I appreciate it. Thank you. You said everybody loves Louie. Let's get one thing straight. There's a few people that don't love me. My people I've arrested. No, actually, some of them do love me. They do. They have thanked me in the past. I have gotten thank yous for changing their lives. But my ex-wife doesn't love me, and my present ex-girlfriend is not too happy with me either. So there's a couple of people, but for the most part, Jerry, people love me. Okay.
Okay, let me put it this way. Everybody I know loves Louie.
All right. You're funny. Right. So, what did you think of this week's episode of The Race, bro, Rich? Did you enjoy it? Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, we always watch. I liked it quite a bit. I felt sorry for Ernest and Jen. They didn't have kind of a rough go from the get-go.
You know what? And we'll talk about it. But it is what it is. I mean, it's the luck of the show sometimes in finding the right spots, the right locations, getting in the right taxis, getting on the right buses. That makes and breaks people on this show all the time. It's the biggest nemesis of the show. Taxis and buses and modes of transportation. Not usually the plane, because if you really watch, for the most part, people get on either the first or second plane, and that doesn't really kill you, you know. But it's when you're in that country, and now you got to communicate. Now you got to deal with a bus. Now you got to deal with a taxi. Taxi killed me and Mike in China. You know, it just killed us. And it is what it is. But I mean, it's the nemesis. That's the nemesis of that show. One of those. It's like it destroys you as a team. It brings you down. It takes you. It tears you right apart, and you can't do anything about it. You know. So that's my opinion. That's your opinion of Louis Chavado and not that of The Amazing Race. Anyway.
We've seen it happen time and time again.
Yeah.
Where a taxi takes out.
I mean, do you not agree? Do you not agree? I mean, it's it is what it is. It's like, So, all right. So let's. You want to start talking about this episode?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. I like how we don't have to say, "Hey, spoiler alert!" You know, unless you're that far in advance. Spoiler alert: if you haven't watched The Amazing Race yet and you're still on your DVR. But all right, this is The Amazing Race season 27, and this one was titled "Where Are My Dogs At?" And that was Ernest and Jin. You know, there was a lot of dogs, and I remember there being a lot of dogs in South America too. This is leg three of the race. And they all started out at the Campo Argentino de Polo, one of the largest polo fields in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And Tanner and Josh were the first to start off, hashtag Team Texas. And Tanner injured that hamstring. But believe me, I mean, they're two good-looking kids, you know, and they're beasts. And I feel for Tanner because, you know, he's a very – both him and Josh are very outgoing. They got that addictive personality, that adrenaline personality, you know. You're addicted to adrenaline, and that's who I am, and that's how they are, and I love it. And they're playing one hell of a game. And so not shocked if I see them in the top three unless something happens and they make a huge mistake, but they're doing so well. They start out with a route info, and they travel by bus to San Antonio de Areco, and once they're there, they choose a pickup truck and catch a ride to the next clue. So, Tanner and Josh, Kelsey and Joey get on the first bus, and then somehow, I don't know, I mean, I still can't figure it out how Justin and Diana, who Tanner and Josh can't stand, They can't stand Justin. They never talk bad about Diana, but they can't stand him. He's just, he is who he is. I think Justin is a person where you love him or hate him. Because at times, you know, I don't hate the guy at times. It's like, you know, but it's just like the way he's pushing their buttons and the way it's just his personality, you know, and I'm sure. And I'm pretty, you know, knowing the show myself, I'm confident that, you know, when the season finale comes, they'll all be along together and they'll be getting together and laughing and joking, you know. So so they all get on the first bus. Then there was Jasmine and Danielle, Cindy and Rich and Denise, James Earl, Chris and Logan were all on the second bus. I know Tanner and Josh were explaining how they're going to give their express pass to a team that gets U-turned, if they get U-turned by Justin and Diana, they're gonna give them the express pass and help turn them around. So let's see if they actually do it because they haven't used it yet. So why would they give it up at this point? You know, that's gonna be interesting. If they did something like that, it could be to their disadvantage and not a smart move as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't understand it that way, Louie. I kind of thought that they were saying, once we use it, we have to give it to another team, and whichever team does it, then that's who will get it.
Right, but they haven't used it yet, so...
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So they haven't used it yet, so I don't know. You know, So they're going to this section, that's the agricultural section, of the country, and it's home to the gauchos. The gauchos are equivalent to the United States Cowboys and very, very, very popular out there in that part of the country. So very cool. And when they got there, after getting into the bus and that bumpy ride, they came upon a roadblock, and it was called the Gaucho Grill. So what they had to do was cook meat, and they had to properly hang it on a rack to get their next clue. So they had to grab two racks of lamb and a rack of ribs. At this point, Ernest and Jin were not even on a bus yet, so poor bastards. Tanner and Josh got there first, and so what they did, once they put this together, this whole rack of lamb and things properly, you know, a couple of teams did have problems, especially Justin had a lot of problems not following, and because I think it's because of his drive and to do well and stuff, he was lacking in details. So, so once they completed that, then there was a route info where they had to deliver the roasted lamb to the plaza principal. And so, you know, you had all these teams. All right, so like Ernest and Jen, Josh and Tanner finished up first. Then there was Kelty and Joey, Cindy and Rich, Justin and Diana, Denise and James Earl, Logan and Chris, Jasmine and Danielle, Tiffany and Krista. And then finally at one point, Ernest and Jen completed it. So once they finished with this lamb, they had to deliver it. So I was wondering if anybody tried to rip a piece off and stuff and eat it, because it must have fucking been amazing. Did I say the F word again? I'm a bad host. Anyways,
this is the point.
Cherry, are you guys over here like hitting the beep beep beep? I'm not hearing it. So
the mom got in trouble here at this point, where she yelled at her son.
Yes.
That she thought one of his was
right,
wrong.
Right.
And
right,
it actually turned out to be a penalty later on.
Yes, Denise did yell at James Earl, saying, "You don't have it facing the right way. Turn around. You're not supposed to help your other team." And you know, it's funny you say that, because when me and Mike were in Argentina, and we had to, it's when the grandmother got kicked in the head. And I know I'm going way back for some people, but Mike said to me, he goes, "Oh, what's a baker's dozen?" I got to get a baker's dozen of eight. I go, "Mike, a baker's dozen's 13. And thankfully, we didn't get penalized for that, you know? And I just think the film didn't just catch it or whatever. So, but you're right. You cannot give any help whatsoever during a roadblock to your team member. So, and she really screwed up at that point, yelling out to her son. And she even said, "I hope I don't get penalized," at that point. So once completing that, once they delivered their roasted lamb to the Plaza Principal, they had a detour. So it was either horse or carriage. And so the horse was to select a polo mallet and then get a uniform and then properly equip a polo horse. And then the carriage was select a buggy whip and detail the carriage, then bring it down to when they were both done with completing their detours, whether you did the horse or the carriage, you had to bring it down to the street and have it. I'm sorry. Let me back it up. Bad host. When they were done with the buggy, they had to equip it with a horse. They had to harness a horse to it. And then you either delivered the horse or the carriage to a local festival to receive the next clue from the gaucho. Now, when on my season 16, when we were in Argentina, which Argentina was absolutely gorgeous, I actually got to see, I went on a, now those of you who listen to the show know I've said this in the past, but we had a nature walk one day because we had downtime, and which you don't have much of on the Amazing Race, but we had a nature walk, and we went on this nature walk And not everybody went on it. I remember me, the Cowboys, Carol went, the Big Brother. God, I'm drawing a blank. But he went, and then
Jeff,
it was like...
Jordan, Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff went, but Jordan didn't go. Mike didn't come with me. Mike's like, we're doing enough walking and running around. Why would I want to go on something? Why would I want to do more walking around? And I said, why would you not want to do this? You're never going to come here again in your life, probably. You know? And they do regret it to this day. But, you know, it was with some of the camera guys, some of the producers, some of the sound guys went on this nature walk, and it overlooked the Andy Mountains. Where are you going to do that? I can say I did it. How many people could say they did that? You know, it was absolutely gorgeous. And what I do remember, because me and Cord bring this up once in a while, me and Cord, we talk about, Cord, do you remember taking a fake picture of me posing, overlooking the Andy Mountains? He goes, I do. Because you do. You remember stupid shit like that. I could close my eyes and watch, like, somebody making a believe they're taking a picture of us standing there over the Andy Mountains. And it's beautiful. And I have that for life. Nobody could ever take that away from me. So Argentina's beautiful. But when in Argentina, okay, we had a polo thing where we were actually on this horse that had rollers, and I think Mike was pushing me, and I had to swing a mallet at at this ball and had to hit it through it all the way down the field to a net, where I think that was a little tougher than what they had to do. They just had to dress a horse up or clean a carriage, you know. Not taking away from what they did, you have to switch it up. You don't always see a same event done over again. But as far as toughness for this part of the race, I did it. The level of toughness I didn't really think was that bad. What about you guys? Do you agree? I mean,
totally. I agree.
It was not a tough leg of the race. You know, like there was nothing. You know, it's just the speed of being able to hook that meat up, and the speed of putting the carriage and cleaning it up, or the horse, and you know, is more about that than anything else. You know, so I mean, Tanner and Josh.
Is it me, or does it seem like most of the challenges seem to be a little easier now than they did in the older seasons? I mean, to me, it seems like they are getting easier. Not that they are easy. I don't want to say that they're easy. I'm sure it's tough to do. But they were harder in the earlier seasons than they are now.
Oh, I mean, look, I think they were harder than you talk to some of the old racers, the guys who've done it, you know, from 1 to 10, and the level of difficulty was extreme at that point. Don't get me wrong, there are some stunts that are being done right now that are, like, extremely difficult. I mean, but, you know, I think if you take into consideration, and I can understand this with the directors and the producers, the levels of difficulty, the levels of dangers, you know, how the money, you know, putting a show together is a lot of money. You know, putting a stunt together is a lot of money. So, you know, you break things down, you know, I mean, but I'll tell you the mental aspect and, you know, slightly the physical was there for this one. You know, but, you know, and again, not taking it away from anybody. It is what it is, you know, but it's still the show, and I still love the show, and I love and respect the show. And Bertram, if you're listening, I want to be on the next, next one. But let's go. Tanner and Josh did the horse. Tiffany and Krista did the carriage. Kelsey and Joey did the horse. Justin and Diana did the horse. Cindy and Rick did the carriage. Denise and James Earl did the horse. Jasmine and Danielle did the horse. Logan and Chris did the horse. So The only teams that did the carriage were Cindy and Rick and Tiffany and Krista. And I'm sorry, and Ernest and Jen eventually did the carriage as well. The carriage, to me, appeared a little bit easier than doing the horse.
Yeah,
pretty much dusting it off.
I wanted to comment about that, too. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see a team that was in the, top or middle of the pack to see how much time they would have gained. But I can understand, depending on what the clue read, not doing that, because when Phil said they had to detail it, that always bothers me, thinking, oh, my God, you've got to be so perfect and all this type of thing. But
it didn't appear that way.
I thought it was, as it turned out, was very easy, and I think it would have been the choice to make up a lot of time, but unfortunately those that did it were back in the pack, and we didn't get to see if it did or not. What do you think, Louis?
Let's look at it like this, because I did tag who was one. Tanner and Josh finished first. Justin and Diana finished second doing that particular thing, and Kelsey and Joey finished third, okay? Let me go on. Jasmine and Danielle finished fourth. Denise and James Earl finished fifth. Logan and Chris sixth. It wasn't until seven where Cindy and Rick finished with a carriage. So, granted, it's when you got there and you did it, obviously, but six teams finished the horse before finishing the carriage. So I'm assuming the horse was easier, just looking at that, So I'm not talking about how you finished the race. I'm talking about how they finished with doing the horse in the carriage thing. So
Cindy and Rick pulled the age-old boner and forgot to
read the clue. Yep. Cindy and Rick did not read the clue. And that happens a lot. And that could have, if Ernest and Jen didn't do so bad as they did, that could have really hurt them, So they're lucky, But thankfully they're in good shape and they were able to rebound from that. So once you finished with your horse and carriage and once they completed it, and they finished, they had to bring it to this festival. And once they did, they got the next clue. And when they reached at the pit stop, it was a pit stop. It was at the Muse Gauchesco. Is that how you say it? I believe that's how it's said, Gauchesco. Museo Gauchesco. So I'm assuming it's like a cowboy museum out there. That's what it is. So, but they getting there, they didn't make it that easy because a lot of people were getting confused, not going the right way, coming around the wrong way. So, but Tanner and Josh got there first, busted with Tanner's busted hamstring and everything. They got there first, and they both won a trip for two by Travelocity to Cambodia. So, which I'm sure is going to be a beautiful trip. The pictures looked absolutely gorgeous. So congratulations, Tanner and Josh. I wish you all the luck in the world. That's awesome. I love how I'm Catholic. I'm not, I don't go to church every weekend, which, shame on me. But
Louis?
I love how they praise God. But I'm a bad boy, huh? I'm sorry.
I need to interrupt you for just a moment.
Yes,
we have a surprise guest on the switchboard.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Who may it be?
Krista is on the switchboard. Can I bring her up?
Yes, you may, yes.
Thank you. Krista, thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're on with Louis Travato.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me. I have to commend you. This is like one of my favorite podcasts because obviously you just talked about Italian restaurants and football and then went to the Amazing Race. So, I have to listen to that, first of all. It's just so funny to listen, you know, to hear other people's intake on it, and I just really enjoy listening.
Krista, I would love when the Patriots play the Jets or whatever, when you're this way, all right, and you're in New England, to give me a shout, and I'll take you up to Federal Hill and show you some really good Italian food. So,
yes, definitely. I'm not a Patriot fan, though, obviously. So.
Obviously. I'm not either. Believe it or not, I'm not either. I was born and raised a Cowboy fan. So.
Okay. So that's why you're Team Tanner
enough.
And Josh. That's why you're Team Tanner and Josh.
No, I'm not, you know what? No, I'm not Team Tanner. Anybody yet. But no, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
for
of course.
Look. The love for the show is beyond anything. I mean, and all I say to you is enjoy the ride. Enjoy every second of it. It's been 6 years for me now since being on the show, but it's funny. And I guess I just got that look or whatever, but people still recognize me and
right. Still
like, and it's so cool. And it's a blessing because thousands and thousands of people try out for that show. Okay. And we got on it. We were on it. So, we're blessed. And that's all I got to say, you know.
Exactly. Like, every day, you know, every time we made a leg, we were just so excited just to, like, continue on because it was just a dream to be on that show to begin with. So, you know, we were so humbled by the experience. And
exactly. Right
now, we're not doing so hot, but we're still there. So.
No. Look, listen to me, Krista. I don't know where or what you place. I don't follow any stupid spoilers because I hate them, all right? Because
yeah,
I don't like it.
Me too.
And
I don't
dumb.
Like that. It ruins it.
It just ruins the show. But, Krista, me and Mike and I, let me proper English, Mike and I were like you two. We didn't do well in the beginning at all. I mean, it's like it wasn't until leaving Argentina and going to another country is when we started picking up things. Because it's like we...
Exactly.
We just couldn't, like, I had to get away from people. You know, people were just with bad karma, bad, like, I said, Mike, stop talking to people. Let's just do our own thing. I said the F word again. Stop it. Just do our own thing, and let's play this game, and let's have fun, you know?
Yeah, so. I mean, sometimes I honestly think it's better when you start off at the bottom because you can only improve. Whereas if you're starting off at the top, you kind of can only go down. So we're just kind of learning from our mistakes slowly. And exactly what you said, I think you're going to see that we kind of learn to do our own thing and kind of separate from the group more. Because you know, when you follow people, you just mess up. And that's kind of like what was going on. So,
exactly. But
I mean, the carriage, what they didn't show, which just killed me, like when people were talking about it, it was about like a 3 mile span to push it. And thing was
see, you don't
so
see
heavy.
That.
Me,
so
and Tiffany, me and Tiffany are like 100 pounds. And like, not to like whatever, say anything, but I was so exhausted that when we had to run back for the whip, like our cameraman collapsed.
Yeah.
Because that's
he
how quickly.
Oh my God.
So it was pretty, pretty intense. And I guess, you know, because we forgot the whip, it added to that. But it was so far to push it. And on TV, it's like, whoop, 2 seconds. So it's you know how it is when you watch it. You're like, wow. Like, people are like, it looks so easy. And then you're like, no, it's really not. I swear, like, I was dying.
No, there are so many things people don't see when you're watching it. And it's. So you're like, so you know
exactly.
What's going on. It's like, oh man, and
we were like so excited for them to show that, like wow, like these two girls are gonna push this, and then it was like 2 seconds, and you know, but you just you have to take it as it is, you know, that's just the way the show works. It has to move quickly, and that's it, you know what we did, so.
Well, that's exactly it. The show does have to move quickly, and you can't show every little single detail, especially. Especially in the beginning of the show. It's
just
they
have the way to
show
everybody.
You got to show everybody. And for them, and I compliment them over and over again about this, for them to condense a show of hours and hours and hours of material into 1 hour. Not even 1 hour. Not even 1 hour. Less than an hour. Because you've got to take consideration
like
commercials.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
It's insane. It's so insane. So.
Yeah, because sometimes you watch it and you're like, oh, I can't believe they didn't show that. But, you know, you got to understand that.
No, it's
but Krista,
one of the, look, there's a reason why the show has won so many Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
I mean, it's
course.
So well, so well put together. And,
yeah, and they represent
the bottom,
Argentina so well. You know, it was gorgeous. Like you said, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, now, this isn't talking about the show, but it's, did you guys get, now see, my season, and what I found out last week, is that you guys only traveled, say, I mean, the show was filmed in how many days? Your
21.
Show? 21. Mine was in 33 days, all
right? Right, yeah, they condensed it.
So I'm assuming there's not the downtime like we had, I'm guessing. Did you have any downtime anywhere?
We did, but that's what we heard. We heard, like, there used to be a lot more. But it would kind of be like, you know, you have 12 hours, go to bed, and then wake up, the same thing, you know, the same rules applied, can't talk to anybody right after the pit stop. And we were just so exhausted that we would just collapse and just try and get as much sleep as you possibly can. But I think there definitely was a shorter time at our pit stops than yours. I'm assuming that's what I've heard, but... You know, because it was.
Well, I'm assuming there was for you guys to complete the show in that amount of time. There had to be less downtime.
Yeah. So that, you know, that was a big factor, and especially when you're on no sleep and everything else.
that's when
the real drama happens, you know.
Hey, Louis, back in your day. you have as many multiple legs in the same location as it seems that they are doing now. Is that one way they can shorten the time?
Yes, I do agree with that. I have been noticing that, but I mean, we did have we did stay in South America for three legs. So we went to Santiago, Chile, Valparaiso, Chile, then Argentina. We did two legs in France. We did two legs in China. So maybe not. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's basically the same. That's kind of what they just did. You know, we did the two legs there, and then now we move on. We go to Africa next week, which is going to be unbelievable to see.
Oh, my God. I wanted to go to Africa. You know the funny thing is, Krista?
I was so excited.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. On my passport, we had a stamp from Madagascar, and we're like, oh, my God, we're going to be going to Africa.
Yeah, we're going,
The closest we got to freaking Africa was we went to the Seychelles Islands, which is right off the coast of Africa.
Why did you have it, though?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there was
that's
a thought.
That's really strange.
I have no idea. It is.
Right,
because
you always sneak in the passport. You think just, like, you know, you sneak in to see where you're going.
Right. And we're like, oh, my God, we're going to be going to Africa. But we never went. I'm like... I mean, I wanted to go to Italy. I wanted to go to Italy. We didn't go to Italy.
Me too. Every episode said it. Every episode, they're like, all right, Krista, no. We like, we have to ask you a different question. Like, go with your family. next time.
Krista, I'm sitting here. You're doing a wonderful job, but it's. I'm almost on pins and needles hoping that something doesn't slip up and you get
I know.
But
I have a question. Go ahead, Paul.
I do have... Was that you, Cherry?
So she said you go, Paul. She told you to finish what your question was.
Oh, okay. What I was going to ask you is how long you had been, you know, a fan of The Amazing Race, what your journey was like to get on The Amazing Race, and your teammate, how that all came about.
I actually was a fan my entire life. We used to, like, my family would go on vacation, and we would make, like, actual, like, mock Amazing Race challenges, stuff like that. So I kind of, like, did grow up watching the show, and it always was a dream of mine to do it, but because I was an NFL cheerleader, it was you know, that's pretty much a yearly round job. So I couldn't take off the time to ever apply. So once I finished with the Jets, I was like, hey, like, let's try this out. And I couldn't believe it. You know, the next thing we knew, we were going to finals. And it happened so quickly that, like, when I was on the show, I kind of, like, it hit me. I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm here. And it was so, so much harder than anything that I've ever seen on TV. And I know that Phil says that's, like, the number one thing that people say. They can't believe how much more difficult it is. You know, it's so easy to critique and watch. Like, from my couch, I would be like, are you kidding me? Like, what are you doing? That puzzle's so easy. But then when you're doing it, and there's so many people around you, and the pressure, and it's just completely different to watch it as a fan and then to be on the show. So it's interesting to have, like, you know, both of those aspects.
I'd like to know what the most incredible fan interaction you've had since you've been off the show. I know that
you know what?
You have tons of fans.
I mean, we have like so many Jet fans, but now we're having like kind of like a new fan base, which is really cool because this is a family show. So Tiffany and I, we work like bar mitzvahs on the weekend. We dance. And so our first bar mitzvah that we danced at, like, all the kids were like, oh, my God, like, you're the cheerleaders. Can we take pictures with you? Like, all little girls. So that was really, really fun to see. Like, now it's not just, you know, football men fans. It's kind of like a totally different generation. And I love that. So that, like, made me really excited to see that, like, it's kind of like a family show. And now, like, we have, like, little girls watching us and rooting us on, you know, like, as a cheerleader.
That's
so
awesome.
I really, really like that.
Krista, I got to say something, and this is not an insult by any shape or form anyway, because she's a very good friend of mine, but you kind of remind me of Kehlani Pagliotta. I don't know if you know Kehlani. She was she was on a past season of The Amazing Race, and she was a one of those dancers in Nevada, in Vegas, the line dancers.
Mm-hmm.
She models now and sings and dances for. But she you remind me of her because she's beautiful like you. And
How could that insult me? Is there something else?
No, it's not insult. No, I don't know. You're gonna say I don't look like her. No. I don't want to be insulted. That's all I'm saying. That's like she's absolutely gorgeous, and you're beautiful as well. So, you know, it's not an insult. You're right. you guys are doing awesome.
I'll say I forget to say that. No, but thank you so much for the support. Like, I honestly, like, I love listening to your podcast. I love listening to what people have to say. And it's you know, awesome for me to get a chance to, you know, explain some of the challenges and, you know, what you don't see. Like I said, like, how crazy and hard that was physically for us and, you know, It is what it is. You know, when people see on TV, it's one thing, but to experience it, you know, is a whole nother.
Oh, I know. And that's why I was trying to be delicate about how I don't feel this was as difficult as past events. When you say it, I know it's mentally and physically draining.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know. So that's why I was trying to be polite about how I was saying it. To those who have done the race and have listened, you know, do listen.
Of course.
I'm not taking anything away from it because I know, you know. And we didn't know, now we do. You got to go 3.5 miles. That's a long way to be pushing a carriage.
It was long. Yep. And then we had to run back.
And especially, that's awesome. God bless you two for being the sizes you are. To be doing that, you're strong. You're a strong little beast, and I love it.
Yeah, you know, we're just
and I
say hanging
that in.
Yes, we're beasts. We are. We're little beasts.
Female beasts.
Shame they don't tell us those details on the show, you know, because as viewers, we don't understand or know those little details.
I know,
you know,
and that's what we were talking about too. I kind of wish like there was a way that you could see like actual the distance, but with the Fitbits, they do kind of do that. But the time that we got kicked out of the cab in the first episode, that was a 2-mile run on the Copacabana Beach to get there, too. So it was kind of like, wow, like people didn't even see that. We were dying before we even got to the puzzle. So it's kind of, that would be like a really interesting thing if they did show the distance, because I think that like has a lot to do with the physical part, you know?
Yeah, it would explain a lot of things. Absolutely.
Yeah, like why
even
are they dying
they put,
right
like,
now?
You know, little facts in print down at the bottom of the screen while you're viewing, you know, so that you can see little interesting
like
facts.
Or even the Fitbit, you know, because that's what it does. It counts the miles, so something like that would be cool.
You're more of a NASCAR fan and watcher, but you know how they've started putting little insets of videos and progress of the cards? Maybe they could do something. You know what I'm talking about, Sherry?
Yes. You know, there's ways now that, you know, they could input that information while the race is continuing on, but still give us that information.
Right.
And
so you could see.
Give us a little bit more info about what
show,
you guys
like
are going through.
Like, yeah, like we went around the block. You know? Over there.
It's a lot longer than around the block.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, when Mike and I were in Argentina, when we finished our leg of the race, what nobody ever saw either was that we were penalized. And the reason we were penalized is because we used a taxi, and we weren't supposed to use a taxi for directions. And whatever, how we got to that one leg of that race. And we got penalized for half an hour. Nope, they didn't show it. They didn't show me on my knees praying to God that to help us. And,
see, that's what I wondered, too, with this episode, because I knew about the penalty. So I didn't know if they were going to show it or not, if they were going to have the time to, you know, put that in. And that's funny you brought that up, because I didn't know if they were going to show that whole thing, but, you know, they made it, like, a point.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy that they didn't even show that.
Yeah.
That's because that's scary waiting there. That's really scary sitting there. The time feels like
hours,
you know?
It was the worst. It was the worst.
Yeah,
it was
a half hour feels
just,
like 5 hours.
Yeah. I was sick. I was so sick.
that would be great to see.
I may have missed it, but how did you know Tiffany, and was she as big of a fan? What was her Amazing Race fandom history?
Well, I kind of got her into the show while we were cheerleading, because I said, when we finish, we're doing this. And so she started watching the show and following it, and then right after, you know, we were done, we took a year off from everything, from cheerleading, because it's so much work, and then we both just applied. So, yeah, our friendship began, we were friends for 7 years.
Wow.
And then,
That's
very cool.
Last week, Sherry was making a comment about a long-running reality show about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Sherry, I don't watch that, but does that give you a good sense of what Krista's talking about, how much work it is?
Absolutely. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, Krista.
It's funny because my coach was actually a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, so our program, the Just Play Crew, is run exactly how theirs is. So we do the same exact thing that the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders do because of my coach. So it's pretty much exactly what you see on the show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, my coach.
I've watched that show, I think, since it began, and loved every season of it. And it's so interesting to watch the process of what those girls go through.
It's mentally and physically challenging, too. It's
incredible. It's
very mental.
Yeah,
yeah.
One of our people in our chat room is asking, I can imagine. One of the people in our chat room is asking if you know Adam Pass from Big Brother.
Do I know Adam?
Adam Pass from Big Brother.
Which season was he on?
Season 13?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He's the one who likes the bacon.
Yeah, the Baconator.
No. Yeah, the Baconator. He's from Jersey.
Okay.
That's why they're asking.
No, I know. I actually know Gina Marie. I don't know if you know her from Big Brother. Do you remember her from Staten Island?
Yeah,
I went to dancing school with her since I was like 5 years old. I know.
Wow. Yeah, she's been
really.
Yeah. And I actually know a winner of the Amazing Race. Do you remember All Stars? Danielle, her name was Danielle Turner. She competed with I family friends with them. So it's really weird. It's a small world.
Wow.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, right?
It really is a small world.
Small world.
You decided, you know, to retire from cheerleading. Did you have a second career that you were depending on, or is that still up in the air? What's up with
that? No, I'm actually I'm a speech pathologist, so I work with children with autism during the day at a school.
Oh,
so I was doing both at the same time. Yeah, so I was doing both at the same time, and that's why it was kind of really hard for me. It was two things at once, and I had to focus on my career now, you know, so I had to give it up.
Oh, well, that's commendable, and God bless you, hon. That's awesome. You know,
thank you.
People,
I love it.
God, you know what? Not for nothing. God puts people on this earth for a reason. I was a cop for 26 years, and I loved every second of it, and I'm sure you love what you're doing right now.
I do.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is, for lack of a better word. So, hey, Krista, honey, thank you so, so much.
Yeah, no problem. I don't want to take up your whole time. Please call in anytime.
Please
definitely.
Feel free to call
I'll probably
anytime.
Get Chip to call.
Yeah.
I'll get Chip to call next week.
Yeah,
we're always
so
together,
cool.
So.
Yeah.
Thanks so
we,
much
we
for
would
having
love
me,
that.
Guys.
Thank
yeah.
you so much
yeah.
for calling in.
Yeah, Les, no problem. I'll be listening.
It's our pleasure.
All right, honey.
All right, talk to you soon.
You take care of yourself.
On. Bye.
You too, Big. Bye. Oh,
what
that was
a
awesome.
Great surprise.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You know what? It's you know you can't hit the ball if you don't swing the bat. And I threw it out there to her. I made her feel comfortable. I told her, I said, Krista, you do not have to talk about your season in any way, shape, or form, and we're just going to – we'll have fun. We just want to hear from you. And she did, and that was awesome. I mean, how cool is that? So, I mean, that was awesome. I thank you so much, Krista. You rock. And I hope you and Tiffany call in next week. That would be so cool as well. So –
what a sweetheart.
Yes, yes. She was about – she – as beautiful as she is, she's truly a humble person. She doesn't, to me, she's not a person who takes advantage of her beauty, and she's beautiful on the inside as well as the outside, you know, so God bless her. That's freaking awesome. I love it. I love it. It's what it's all about, you know, it really is. Wow. Thank you, thank you. All right, so I guess we're at the pit stop of the race. And before we get that surprise call, and I just want you to give me just a few seconds, and we'll talk for a second here, because I had to drive, so I got to pull over. I don't want to read the list and put. It's almost like texting and driving. I'm not doing that. So just give me. I'm trying to find a spot to pull over into, so I can read off who finished from what to what. It was a good episode of the race, and I'm glad. Krista called in and explained how it was like a 3.5 mile run or walk to with the carriage or horse. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, again, you listen to her. They're not big girls, you know, and
they're
they had
tiny.
To move that thing. So good for them. That's awesome. I'll give that a hashtag female beast. I love it. girl power right there. I love it. Love it. Love it. All right. So, at the pit stop, Tanner and, like I said, Tanner and Josh came in first, and they won a trip for two from Travelocity to Cambodia. So, good luck, guys. Congratulations. In second came their favorite team, Justin and Diana. So we know, you know, there's no love there, none whatsoever. So it'd be interesting to see where this goes with them. But
they were told that next week there's a double U-turn coming up, and both teams
are
talking smack about U-turning each other.
Yep. So it's got to be interesting. I mean, it's almost like you hear Justin talking. He doesn't really want to U-turn anybody out of karma reasons, but we'll see what happens. But I totally see Tanner and Josh. I'll be shocked if Justin and Diana do not get U-turned in any way, shape, or form if they're not there first. Came in third was Kelsey and Joey. And then fourth was Jasmine and Daniela and Danielle. They are like a little bit of a surprise for me popping up like that. And they're doing well, very well. Denise and James Earl came in fifth, but they ended up getting a 30-minute penalty for Denise giving clue information during that roadblock. So they had to wait 30 minutes. So during that time, Logan and Chris popped in, and they became fifth. And then time expired, and Denise and James Earl became sixth. Seventh was Sydney and Rick. Eighth was our girls, Tiffany and Krista. Love you guys. And then ninth, it seems like it took them forever to get there, but Ernest and Jin. And Ernest and Jin were eliminated from the race. Sorry to see you guys go. You guys were awesome. You know, but it's the race. It is what it is. Next week, the Amazing Race heads to Africa with a double U-turn. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. Next week should be interesting. So,
it should be.
So Grant is going to be sleeping in tents and stuff like that. So there's not going to be any sleeping in any hotels out there. So anyway,
so there'll be nerves and roughing it.
Hey, look, all I got to say is, you know, other than for week one, because we were a brand new bagger, we're like two for two out of the box with really awesome episodes of our show, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And again, all my respect for all, they are the backbone of this operation, and I love you guys to death. And until next week, I love all of you out there. Thank you for listening. And let's do this again next week. So I wish you all well and have a beautiful evening, and God bless.
Well, thank you so much, Louie. I certainly appreciate everything you do. It was a great recap. Thank you so much for encouraging Krista to call in. That was a great surprise. She is so adorable and so sweet. And I can't wait to talk to her next week. I certainly hope she calls in next week and brings Tiffany with her. But it sounds like next week is going to be a really intense episode, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So until next week, we will do this all over again. But I thank you so much for everything. Keep doing what you're doing. And
thank you, honey.
Can't wait till next week.
I love you guys. Have a good night.
Love you too. Be safe, hon.
Bye.
Drive safe. Bye-bye, hon. Well, that was another great recap by our full Louie Stivato from season 16 of The Amazing Race. And we had a surprise call from Krista from this season. And she is so adorable. I certainly didn't expect that, but with Louie, you just never know. I said that at the beginning of the show, and look what happened. You just never know who might call in with Louie. And he's always inviting people. I sometimes, know who his guests are going to be, and other times something like tonight happens and we have somebody pop on that we certainly didn't expect, but certainly enjoyed. And next week she might be calling back in with her team members, so hopefully that happens and we get to talk to both of them together. Paul, do you have anything else that you want to talk about this episode?
Nope, I can't think of anything. It was a nice surprise, and I thank Louie for however he got her to come on, whether he just guilt-tripped her into it, I don't care. I don't care. the results were great.
I agree. All right. Well, I want to remind everybody that we have another big show coming up tomorrow night, Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. And we have Meg Malley coming on from Big Brother 17. So make sure you're here with us at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday show. And then back here again on Thursday for our Survivor recap with Mike on the mic, Big Mike Albright. That's also at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And then back here again on Sunday night for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop show with Louie. So we're going to wrap this one up tonight with Ryan, as we always do. I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of your Sunday evening. Take care. God bless. Here's Ryan to close us out tonight. Take care, everybody.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It certainly was a great one. I love surprises, and Louie always has great surprises. So, everybody, have a great rest of your Sunday evening. Rich, Paul, say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Paul. Good night, Jerry.
Good night, guys. And that's a wrap for tonight. Be kind, everybody. Good night.